stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold. Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and this is episode 96. It's March 24, 2023. And my guest today is Jeremy Reeves. He's an excellent teacher, fantastic coach, good friend. And Jeremy, thanks for coming, letting us talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Coach.
I don't know too much about your family. Tell me a little bit about your mom and dad and your family.
My dad's name is Jack Reeves. He worked for the Board of Public Works with the street department. You know, he helped pave roads and do some of that stuff, and ended up working on small engines. So he became a small engine mechanic. My mom, she worked off and on different odd jobs, but mostly she stayed at home and helped take care of us. And her name is Brenda Reeves.
Where did you live exactly?
I grew up a couple streets down from Crescent Elementary. That's where I went to elementary school on Parkwood Drive. And they still live in that house even to this day.
There was a Reeves that used to be a preacher. Are you any kin to him?
My dad was a preacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He preached at Skelton for a while and just different churches off and on.
And he's not doing that now? So he retired from ministers?
I think he visits churches here every now and then, but he doesn't have a church of his own that he's pastoring.
Now you had, I know you had a sister, Stacy.
Yes.
I had Stacy in school, and she was really a good student and
she was a heck of an artist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she still doing that?
She does some of that. She sold some paintings and different things. She went to college down in North Carolina and got a degree in religious studies. And she's here around town working some different things.
Is that your only sibling?
It is.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Now, how early did you get introduced to sports?
Well, I played sports all the way back in midget league. I played for Southwest. That was probably around third or fourth grade. Football was really the only sport I ever played.
Who was coach back then at Southwest? Was Cedric Robinson around, Greg Shoemate, Rick Phoebus, any of those guys?
You know, I don't remember them a whole lot. I remember Tamar Slay's dad being down there a little bit off and on. There was a guy named Dallas. I can't remember what his last name was.
Then when you got to Park, you played football.
Yeah, I played 1 year there at Park. I played for you there, Coach. And then I didn't play again until I got to high school, and I started playing again my junior year.
Now, was Coach Colasurto still here when you came up?
He was. He was. I really enjoyed playing for Coach.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 98.
Coach was near the end of his career, not there yet, but he was near the end. But there was a lot of football talent over here at that time.
There was.
Were there any teachers in high school that you might have had influence on you or on your career or anything like that? Anybody that stands out as far as
Well, right now I kind of teach special ed and I teach math, and you know, I got into coaching, and I really always enjoyed my math teachers. You know, I had some really good math teachers along the way. I had Miss Moore and Miss Laura Shoup that's there at Park. She's still teaching there. Had Paulette Umberger. And then in elementary school, I had Miss Ernestine Booker. And, you know, just going through there, I had really great math teachers. So I really loved math. And I always knew that I liked sports too. So that kind of fell in you know, to the teaching part. I knew that I wanted to go be a teacher because I wanted to be around sports and that kind of thing. But I guess my math teachers are probably the most influential that I had.
I can remember when you were at Park, you were kind of tech oriented back then. You were in the county technology fair, and I think you won an award for your CO2 dragster. Do you remember that?
My dad still has that dragster in his wood shop.
Did you make that still got in that car. Mr. Oaks class?
I did. Yeah. I had Mr. Oaks and Mr. Anderson, and I loved being down there. I was down there every year I was at Park, whether that was ceramics or woodworking or drafting or whatever that was. I really enjoyed that. I even ended up going to ACT down here and for welding. So I'd gotten a welding certificate while I was in high school.
Can you still weld?
I'm not too bad at it. You just shake off the rust and then spark something.
What kind of music did you listen to back then? Do you remember?
I always liked alternative music like Nirvana or Pearl Jam, that kind of thing.
And is that what you listen to now?
I'll still put on some 90s radio alternative stuff. And if I'm back here lifting in the weight room, that's probably what's playing.
Now, after graduation, you went to Concord.
I did.
And did you go right after high school?
I did. Immediately after high school, I went to Concord. I got a phys ed degree. I graduated.
You like math, but
you
got a phys ed degree.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. I think I was more sports oriented at that point. So I thought the phys ed would go hand in hand with that.
And I remember seeing a picture of you at Concord, and you were kicking a hockey sack.
I remember that. That was in the Bluefield Daily Telegraph.
In the Bluefield Telegraph, and you were doing a jester kick, whatever that was.
That is, you got a good memory on that. Yep. We did that all the time between classes down there. It was just a good way to pass the time.
That made the front page, I think, of the Bluefield Telegraph, so you must have been pretty good. You say you work with kids that are special needs. Do you have a degree in that also, or are you working toward that? Or
I have a certification in that. I've went back and taken some master's classes and those type of things. I didn't actually get my master's degree, but I am fully certified in special ed.
Now, when did you start teaching in Raleigh County?
I started teaching in Raleigh County in 2002. So I graduated from Concord in the spring of 2002, and I got hired on full-time that fall.
Did you start into coaching right away when you got the teaching job?
My first year, I didn't have any coaching positions that first year. I was teaching at Stratton Elementary at the time. And then the next year, Mr. Henry Bobbin decided he wasn't going to coach the basketball team at Stratton Elementary. So that was my first coaching job, would have been in 2003, my second year teaching.
Now, how hard was it to coach basketball and you hadn't played it?
It was a little bit of a learning process. I always watched basketball with my dad. My dad always loved basketball. And my sister played basketball. So, I'd been around it. I just never played it myself.
Yeah, I kind of went through the same situation. When I got a job over at Sophie Elementary, I had to take the basketball team in order to get the job. And I had played a little bit in elementary school, and then I played some in the men's league at the Y, but I'd never really played in high school or junior high, and I didn't really know too much about. But I went and checked out a book that John Wooden had written called The Pyramid to Success from the library, and I kept it for 6 months, and I'd check into that book anytime something came up that I couldn't handle. And I actually had some good basketball players in spite of my coaching. They won a lot of games.
That's kind of, I benefited from having some really good kids on that team. Steven Thompson was on that team, and he went on to play some college basketball and did some good things here at Woodrow. Actually, Clint Van Horn was on that basketball team.
Wow. So ended up being a big wrestler and football player.
Yeah. So, and there was just a lot of talent there. So we won the county championship that season.
When you came to Park, you ended up sometime or another, you've coached football, wrestling, track, anything else?
I coached basketball at Park there, too,
for a while. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started coaching there at Park in 2005, and that was with football. I was coaching there with Steve Kidd and Dave Turner and Allery Lockridge at the time. And, you know, I learned a whole lot from Coach Kidd and Coach Turner there. That was my first football coaching experience. So that was in 2005. And then a couple years after that, I started coaching basketball there with Coach Quesenberry. Coached that for 2 or 3 years. And then along the way, I picked up track there. I think around 2010, I started coaching track. So we would have a fall, a winter, and a spring sport going on. And then wrestling came along the way after that.
How'd you get into the wrestling job?
Well, Coach Worley was, I think, wanting to watch his son Chris wrestle a little bit while he was still in high school. So there was an opening there, and they were really looking for somebody, or else there wasn't going to be a team. And I had a son that was going to be coming up about 2 years. He was in third grade at the time, third or fourth grade. And I thought, well, he's going to be coming up there to wrestle. I don't want that team to kind of die out. So I decided to do that and had some good help with Tyler Gilger. He was the more knowledgeable one, and I knew the school part. So we worked pretty well there that first year.
Now, you had in football you've worked with Steve Kidd and James Lewis, Street Surratt, Vince Coliserto, Eddie Zug, Dave Turner. I mean, a ton of coaches and a lot of experience there.
I've been very blessed to be around the guys that I've been around. I've learned a lot from them.
You'd coached one year after Park. You went to Shady for a year. How did that come about? Why did that come about?
I went to Shady. I was there for two seasons. Two seasons there. We had, at that time, there was quite a few kids that were transferring schools back and forth, and that was a little frustrating. I'd had them a while, and then they decided they were going to transfer some different places. So I thought, well, I think this is the right time to try my hand out at high school football, because I hadn't coached at that level. And then there was a position open there at Shady. And I had known Phil Coliserto for a while, and I got to know him through track because he coached the middle school track team there at Shady. So I kind of hit him up and asked him, you know, I'd like to come over there. Would that be all right? And he said, well, let me talk to Vince and let Vince give you a call. And we got along real well. So I went over there for a couple seasons, and I enjoyed my time while I was there. It was good. We had some good kids, and we even made the playoffs over there. Won several games.
Some of the coaches we've mentioned and some of the others, they all have kind of different coaching styles. And anything that you borrowed from some of those guys, or anything that you like that you said, well, maybe I'm going to do it this way too? Or
you pick up some different stuff, but I think being around the coaches that have all those different styles, one thing that they all do, they stay true to themselves. You know, they don't try to change. You coach how you coach. And, you know, they all treat their kids really well and that kind of thing. And they get the most out of their athletes. So I think that's the one thing I try to do. It's just I've got my own coaching style a little bit. I'll stay true to myself with it.
How old are you? 40?
I am 43.
43. And you've actually been coaching in the school system 20-some years.
This is my 20th year.
Yeah. And so you've got quite a bit of experience. Is there anything that in the 20 years that you've coached, is there anything that you would, any something major that you would do different if you had to do it again? Or I know we all make mistakes, you know, whatever, but is there something
that you know, you can always go back to some games and be like, well, maybe I shouldn't have sent that blitz, or maybe I should have called a different play. You know, you can always go back and question some of that stuff. But as far as the decisions of coaching different places and where I've gone and the different sports that I've done, I wouldn't change any of that. I've gotten a lot of different relationships with people and met people, and everything's really been a blessing.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your family now. You mentioned your son's wrestling. Tell me a little bit about your wife and kids.
I'm married to Jada Reeves. She is an academic coach in the county. She teaches at Stratton Elementary and helps the teachers there and does a bunch of stuff at the board office. She has a whole lot of jobs. She does national board certification. She's over Southern West Virginia. There's just numerous jobs. I can't even name them all, everything she does. She stays busy. And then I've got four kids. I've got two sons and two daughters. Jenna is a junior. She's here at Woodrow. Jacob is a sophomore here at Woodrow. Ryan is in eighth grade at Park. And Kaylee is in eighth grade at Park.
In 2017, you were a finalist for the Raleigh County Teacher of the Year.
I was, yes.
And you didn't win, but you were a finalist. And but now your wife, Jada,
she has quite a resume.
She kind of upped one there a little bit. She got Teacher of the Year in a county. I don't know what year that was.
2019.
So it wasn't the same year. And then she ended up being the State Teacher of the Year.
Yes, she did.
And that changed your life a little bit, didn't it? I mean, she had some responsibilities as the State Teacher of the Year, didn't she?
She did. She had to travel a whole lot and go do a bunch of public speaking, whether that was at conferences or colleges. She went to California for a week out there to Google. We were able to go to Washington, D.C. She and I went together. And one of the really great experiences that my son Jacob and her had, they went to the national championship game, college football game in New Orleans that year that LSU and Clemson played.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she got to travel a lot and had some great experiences.
You've been at Woodrow teaching and coaching. How many years have you been here?
This is the first year that I've transferred to Woodrow to teach. Now, I did coach here last year. So this is my second year coaching here at Woodrow. And I did football last year and wrestling.
Now, the football team has had, since you've been here, has had some success with two playoff appearances, and the wrestling team is just getting better every year. One, just finished sixth. This past year, you finished fourth in the state and just 3 points out of second. You got a good crew of well, tell me a little bit about the football coaches. You've got guys that's been coaching for over 50 years, some of those guys have.
Yeah, Street's been around coaching for quite a while. He's the head coach there. And then Coach Stafford, he's been coaching around a long time. But then you got Jim Martin and Ed Suk that have been over there. They've got more football years put in than any of us combined, I think. So they have a whole lot of knowledge. And then Coach Dave Ray, he's coached a lot of these kids over the years, and he does a whole lot over there. The kids really love him too. You know, we've got a good group. Coach Umberger works with our special teams kickers and those kind of things. And, you know, we work well together, and it's a good atmosphere.
What about the wrestling crew? There's a bunch of them, too.
We have just as many wrestling coaches as we've got football coaches. You know, Matt Osborne is the head coach, and he does a really great job with the guys here. And then, you know, there's myself and Jeff Neal and Adam Bells and Logan Brown and Bob Johnson. So we've got, I think, six or seven wrestling coaches there. So most wrestling teams are lucky to have two. And
the first year I ever started, I didn't have a paid assistant at Park. The county didn't pay assistants in junior high. And I had Randy Lilly, whenever he could, he came up and helped. And Phil Honecker started helping me, and finally we got to pay for those guys. You know, after we complained, we never got paid for Christmas or nothing. I mean, it was just it was kind of weird back then. But now it's a little bit different. Besides teaching and coaching, is there something else that you would like to get involved with sometime or another?
Once my time for teaching and coaching is gone, I enjoy hiking, being out in kayaks. I love being outdoors and doing stuff. So probably my time coaching will end before my time teaching ends. Maybe my wife won't be as busy and we'll enjoy some time outside.
There you go. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? I mean, you'll be 53.
I mess with my wife all the time. I've got this crazy idea that once our kids have graduated high school, that maybe she and I will move to Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we just got back from Florida not too late. We've talked about going down and staying the winter months, or at least, you know, but we haven't got to that yet. But yeah.
We'd keep our house here, and we really love right off Fort Myers there. Sanibel Island is beautiful. That's where we vacation quite a bit, right there on the Gulf Coast, and we love it there. We've piddled around with that idea a little bit.
Well, Jeremy, I appreciate you talking to us, and we'll have to get together again when you guys win state football and wrestling championships, and we'll get everybody involved. And you've been special to me, and been a lot of help. Nice working with you, and get some great ideas, and I hope you stay involved, because if I was a parent, you'd be the kind of coach I'd want for my child, and coaching them and educating them, and I wish you best of luck.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Like I said, along the way, you get a lot of special relationships with people and things, and I appreciate ours like that. I think you're special to me, too.
Well, thank you very much. Anybody else out there that would like to be on our program, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com. And until next time, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. And until then, God bless you. Thank you.